The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Cam Business Concepts.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get or none." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fish heads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in.
Indeed.
Well, except for tomorrow morning.
You going fishing?
Yeah, we're going.
What are you going for?
We're going to go try and get offshore and pull some baits early in the morning. Then we're going to come back in and do some grouper fishing. But it's been a while. Mr. Sparks has been busy over there.
Well, there we go, man. Get him out on the water, man. Get some fish in the boat.
Yep, try to get some fish in the boat. But, man, I tell you what, let's talk about this week. You know, we were talking about the sign-off yesterday.
Yeah, that was a sad moment, man. But I tell you what, when one door closes and another door opens, what we're talking about, folks, is, you know, our beloved Aaron Marks.
Yep.
Who is one of the people responsible for putting this very show on the air.
That's right.
Yeah, indeed. And he signed off for the final time on the drive yesterday morning. He's done. He's gone. He's moving.
But it wasn't before the Southern Anglers got to make their presence known on the radio show with him one more time.
Thursday morning. We
had a good
time. We
got to join him Thursday.
That was fun. We've got Eric in the control room there.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, thanks for showing up again, Eric.
You're welcome.
You're doing great, man. Yeah, you're on a roll. Yep.
Thank you.
You're on a roll, buddy.
Eric said he listened to us on the drive Thursday morning. He said it was awesome. It was pretty funny. We had a good time with sending Aaron off.
Yes.
Sending Aaron off to go after his new endeavor. But, man, we've got to congratulate our good buddy Pat.
That's
Payone.
Right. Pat, who was our studio producer for a minute.
Yep, for a minute.
Before he got kicked upstairs.
He's graduated. That's what we said. We're like hey, Eric, look forward to that. Now we're the JV team. When you leave us, you can go places.
Don't
from
even
here.
Say that. He's never going to leave.
Good.
You're never going to leave.
Yeah. You're staying here.
Yes, I'm staying right here.
Yeah. Let's hope, man. Let's hope. But, I tell you what, Pat Payone's taking over the drive.
That's right.
And,
new announcement is that Wally B is going to be a co-host with him.
Going to help him out.
Everybody knows Wally B in the radio world. Yep. Wally B is going to help him out. But how about Monday? His first show.
Monday's his first show, folks. So, if you're, anywhere near a radio, turn it on because Pat's going to have an incredible guest on there Monday morning.
Yep.
In studio. He's actually coming into the studio. I'm going to sit down with Pat and be part of the show.
Yep. Mr. Marcus Latimer.
Marcus Latimer himself will be on the drive.
On the drive.
That's a great opening show for Pat. Right?
That is.
A great
that
guest
is.
To have on his opening show.
Marcus is an inspiration whether you're a Chanticleer fan, a Gamecock fan, or a Clemson fan, or a Citadel fan. It doesn't matter.
That's right. If you're a human being, that guy is an inspiration to you.
He's an inspiration. And you know, it's funny. We all talk about, you know, you hear your parents talk about where were you at when Kennedy got shot? Where were you when 9/11 happened? I know where I was when he blew his knee out the second time.
I was in my living room watching it on TV.
I was actually listening to it on TV with David Montgomery down by the river in Camden. We were cooking out and shooting clay pigeons.
Down by the river?
To the game. Down by the river in Camden. You better believe it. But I tell you what, he tried to come back, but an inspiration. So it should be a great show starting Monday. But I tell you, Pat's excited. So we're glad to see Pat move into that position and, you know, terrible to see Aaron leave.
It is, man.
He's been our connection to the corporate world here.
He has. He's been more than just, you know, he's more than just a show host or a program director to us, man. He was really a silent partner in this whole
That's right.
weird experiment we call the Southern Angus Radio Show.
Like you said on the radio the other day, you know, when we went to him, we thought he might fall out the chair laughing, but these guys, you know, kind of welcomed the idea and loved it.
They did. That's right.
So we're still here.
And because of that, we're here.
He still loves the fact he didn't even know that you signed off every week. Hey, folks, we'll see you next week unless we get canceled.
Yeah, my typical sign off. Yeah, he wasn't familiar with that. But
no.
We haven't got canceled yet. 2.5 years and going, but you know, now we don't have Aaron.
Yep, no Aaron, but we'll get in there and do the right corporate stuff. And
that's right.
Kiss the right butt.
We're good at that.
We'll kiss the right butt. We're good at that.
Pucker up.
Pucker up. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I didn't get to fish much this week. I've been sick. So
yeah, you were down for the count, man. But you did fish the big bass battle, didn't you?
Still feeling a little bit. I did fish the big bass battle. That we caught a lot of little bass in the big bass battle.
You caught a lot of little bass?
A lot of little bass. Probably the most fish we've caught yet.
Yeah.
But a lot of small fish. But Hampton Denny, who is Jackson Denny's cousin, ended up winning with a 3.4 pounder.
I saw that where the Denny's, the old Denny family, the team Denny came through.
Yeah, Bruce, Uncle Bruce came. You know, Chris is still over in Germany working, so Uncle Bruce came and brought Hampton and Jackson out there, and we had a good crowd. It wasn't quite as big. I tell you, the heat, I think, starting to get to people. I know you chose to.
Yes.
You opted for the air conditioning.
That's what me and my partner in that event, Mike Brady.
Yep.
We talked on the phone about 2:30.
Y'all chickened out.
3 o'clock, and he called me up and said, Ken, how you feeling about fishing that tournament this evening? I said, I'm not feeling too good about it. I'm feeling like the couch might be the better place for me.
Yep.
And well, he said, man, I'm glad you said that because that's how I'm feeling. If I would have wanted to go, he said he was going to go ahead and go. But we both
I texted with both of you, and you both had to.
Dude,
it
just kept
getting
hotter. As that day went on, it got hotter, man. It was hotter and hotter as the day went on.
Well, the wind started blowing. It wasn't that hot down there. It wasn't as hot on the water.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
It never is quite as hot on the water.
No, once the wind started blowing, and it blew pretty good, but I'll tell you what, you know, Tony, the Bassmaster, and I were talking yesterday about this Ori match bracket. You know, I told you I was in.
Right.
And, talking about the concept and how it's been received, by all the bass fishermen. I tell you what, it's incredible, just to hear all the positives about it. You know, it's a head-to-head match. It's different than some of these tournaments. And actually, it came from the Elite Series because they did an Elite Bracket Series where these guys had to fish against each other. Van Dam ended up winning, the most recent one they had. But, you know, it's 32 fishermen right now. And I tell you what, it's some great fishermen. But the thing is, this new Facebook Live app, these guys are all going live. And Lucas Williams, my good buddy, and who's been on the show with us before, but Lucas won the first bracket this week. He won the first one that we had for the first couple of weeks. And they went live, and he had a cameraman in the boat with him filming it. And it was just awesome to watch. I mean, to watch these guys. And I tell you what, it is nonstop fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the one thing I think that I enjoy about bass fishing, and I think you probably enjoy because I fished with you so much. It's just nonstop fishing.
I like that.
Okay.
Yes, I've said
the
before,
catching
man.
Might not be nonstop, but the fishing.
Exactly. I like being an active fisherman. I don't like just throwing bait on the bottom and, you know, kicking back. I like to actually get involved in the fishing. I'm an active fisherman, and so that does appeal to me. I like that. So I'm going to fish today at some point in time. I've got several invitations. Mike Brady.
Yep.
For one, called me yesterday and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a tarpon trip
down
to Georgetown. He says he had some intel saying there's a little, a rather large pod school of tarpon in a certain area right now. And he said, let's go get them. I'm like, if you go, I go, brother.
Well.
So we might do that. And then, you know who I heard from yesterday? My long lost fishing partner.
Your long lost Levi.
Levi finally called me up, man. You know, since he got that new boat, you know, I kind of got kicked off the side, you know, but, he said, man, he goes, since I ain't been fishing with you, man, he goes, I ain't catching any fish. I need to get back with you, man. So, we were thinking about doing a trout trip later in the evening. Cause, you know, Levi, he's very fair skinned.
Yes.
He's a ginger, as he calls himself.
Levi is.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That dude looks like his head is on fire. His hair is so red.
That day we fished, he turned, purple.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he does. So he doesn't, you know, not that he doesn't like the heat. He literally cannot be out in the heat.
Right.
And then of course, Jerry, Our good buddy Jerry.
He invited you.
Captain Crum, yeah, yep. Same thing. He wanted to do I think he wanted to go flounder fishing or something, today. So I've got all kind of invites to go fishing. And of course I got my good buddy Tom is sitting here in the studio with us today. He's what do you call him? A neutral observer?
Yeah, neutral observer?
Yeah, he's down from West Virginia. You know, he's making that, I think as part of being a West Virginian, it's like, you're required to do one pilgrimage a year to Myrtle Beach.
That's how you keep your state ID?
Evidently, yeah. Yeah, it's part of it's a requirement of being a citizen of the state of West Virginia. You got to do one pilgrimage every year to Myrtle
Beach. Yeah, but I love the fact that you introduced him to one of our favorite pastimes.
Yes, I did.
Fireballs.
Yep, he had never had one before. I was like, we got to change that right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody around Kenny's going to learn how to.
And it did not stop there.
It did not stop at one?
No. Oh,
okay.
We moved the party back to the house. We ate and sat on a porch and
it continued on
until, you know, Tom had to throw in the towel, man.
I surrendered with you several times, so I'm not yeah. I'm not giving anybody a hard time.
Yeah,
well, it's hard to keep up with you. You're a veteran.
You should have been with me and Mike Eady last week.
Yeah, yeah. Dear
Lord.
Well, as bad as the fishing was last Saturday, I can understand.
Oh man, we braved that heat last Saturday after the show, and we fished and fished and fished and fished. We just didn't adjust the fish.
Well, I'll tell you what, despite all our, troubles on the water, I tell you what, there's a lot of guys catching some fish, man.
You got that right, man. We're just not there at the right place at the right time, evidently, which is a big part of catching fish.
Yep.
You know? But like I said, I'm like you, I haven't been doing a whole lot of it. I fished, I went out and water tested Bikini Bottom on Monday.
Yes, I heard.
I did all the repairs, and so of course I brought some fishing poles with me, and I ran the boat like crazy all around and make sure it ran good. And so then of course I stopped and threw some top water and floated some shrimp and different things, and didn't catch anything.
Jason Burton called sent me a picture of a nice trout last night. He called on top water. He went out for an evening trout top water cruise.
That's when you do it.
I like the early morning better. I do.
I like early morning too.
The only thing with the afternoon, I guess, is just as good as the morning, but the only thing in the afternoon is, I mean, which we hadn't had lately is thunderstorms. I mean, it's been dry.
Yeah, that disappeared, man. That 21 day streak of afternoon thunderstorms went by. It's gone,
yeah,
I guess.
But I see some in the forecast for the next couple of days. We actually need some rain. I mean, it's dry.
Yeah, that's right.
It's dry. We need some rain. We could use some rain. We could use something to cool it off here. I know it's been hot. God.
It's been real hot.
But the reef flounder bite has been great.
See, that's what we went out for. That's one of the things we were fishing for last Saturday. We just didn't pick any up, man. It just didn't happen for us.
Well, I'm going to go with Captain Lee's philosophy, which we talked about 2 weeks ago. We're on that tide where it's a midday low tide.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday it went, I can't remember what the depth was exactly, but it went well substantially below normal low. And that mud's going to heat up, and it's just going to be slow in the inlet.
You think so?
Yep. That mud's going to heat up, and it's going to be very hot.
Well, I've got good
hot
reports on the jetty fishing for black drum and sheephead, though.
Yeah, I saw some good pictures.
And we're not just talking, you know, Merle's Inlet or any specific place, but I mean any jetty or structure.
Yeah, yeah.
Georgetown jetties, Merle's Inlet, and Little River.
Saw some great pictures from Georgetown last week of some sheephead and black drum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Little River's the same way. Merle's Inlet, I know, is the same. It's just, you know, getting out there and finding that spot.
Yeah. So you're going to go fishing today, right?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Family fishing day.
Yeah, we're going to do a little family fishing. We're going to, you know, we've had Kinsley in the ocean. She seems fine. So we're going to try
all
to.
All right, man. Break her in young, man. You know, she'll be like a natural sailor, man. She'll be a natural-born boater, man.
Kind of like
me, you know. I mean, I've been on a boat. Me and Tom used to ski together when we were like 8 years old behind my dad's boat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We've been friends since we were like six.
Oh, wait a minute. You and Tom, I know some stories.
Yeah, there's some stories involved.
Yes, I know some stories. You've told me some stories about Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go way back. And I tell you what, you know, instead of, I grew up on the water, always had a boat. My dad always had a boat, grew up with it. And it's kind of, I don't know, well, I guess I'm so comfortable, you know, behind the wheel of a boat to this day. It's like natural to me, but that's the way Kinsley's going to be.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, we're going to sneak out in the 3 mile, try to catch some. I got a, you know, Big Dave's monthly flounder tournament, which if you don't get in it, it's your own fault. It's easy money this month.
Yeah, don't let George get it.
2.2 pounds. No, Fred's leading.
Fred is.
Fred from the Rusty Hook Club is leading.
Yeah.
2.2 pounds.
Good for Fred, man.
So we got 1 day left. Let's go.
That's
knock
easy to
them
beat
out
right there. Especially, yep, considering the size of some of the flounders
been caught.
Posted.
Yeah, Big Dave said he weighed an 8-pounder yesterday.
What?
8-pounder.
That's just so weird, man. This summer's been weird for fishing, man.
Yep. There was a 7-pound speckled trout weighed in at Crazy Sister this week.
The one that knocked me off your record?
Yeah. Knocked me off the board.
Well, you might be able to reclaim that spot, man.
I don't know. It's going to be tough, but it's the best part is it came off one of the rental boats, and I don't think the people knew what they had.
Isn't that something, man? That's fisherman's luck right there.
Yeah, here you go.
Tom loves to fish. I'm going to take Tom fish, but I don't think we're going to go today. He needs a day of recovery.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
He won't pick up that mic, man.
He's missing.
We're sending stuff to him, man. He's got a mic.
Perfect chances to pick it up.
He's got a microphone right in front of him.
Perfect chances to pick it up, and he won't. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. You better go today because I looked at the weather. Isn't today like the primo weather?
Primo weather. I know it's hot as hell.
Oh, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Well, there's Elena on the Masters Club big screen TV we have here in the Toyota Tundra studio.
Speaking of the Masters Club. Big announcement.
Dude, we've got big announcements. We got several big things we got to start promoting.
Yeah.
Today. We're going to start promoting.
I can't wait. That happy hour, the fish head happy hour is going to be awesome.
Let's talk about that this next segment. Let's get this break in and we come back. We'll talk about it.
10-4.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The word yes is just three letters, one syllable. But when combined with an engagement ring from Jared, it's the word that will change both your lives forever. Jared is the go-to bridal destination with collections from Tchaikovsky, Leo Artisan, and Neil Lane. Or with thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings to choose from, Jared can create a one-of-a-kind ring just for her. Because at Jared, we only sell one piece of jewelry, the one that changes your lives forever. And it's waiting for you at Jared.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
I back my boat up to the water, then I set that bitch in. Looked around and told my friends.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota. And I'll tell you what, we're still sitting here watching the weather on the big screen here, sponsored by the Masters Club. And talking about the Masters Club, you came up with this idea. Let's talk about it.
It actually wasn't my idea.
Well, it's a great
idea.
They
had that all planned out for me. Yeah, I got that call from the folks at the Masters Club, which, as all you fish heads know, are a major sponsor of our little shoe. And
yep.
They had some ideas they wanted to run by us and get us going on, and we are going on it. But we are doing on August 16th, folks. It's a Tuesday.
August 16th, Tuesday.
It's a special happy hour, and we're calling it the Fish Head Happy Hour.
And it will be a happy, happy couple hours.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait. We're actually going to do the show from there. We're going to do a recorded episode of the Southern Anglers Radio Show on Tuesday, August 16th, 4 to 8.
Yep.
From the Masters Gentlemen's Club, the Fish Head Happy Hour. It's going to be all kind of events, man. They're going to be doing tons of
games, giveaways, raffles.
$5 Fish Head Happy Hour, $5 food menu.
Yep, $5 food menu. Did I hear, is it $3 domestics or $2? $3.50 vodka.
Yep. And all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, all kinds of drink specials. We're going to have a great time.
Because, you know, the folks at the Masters are fish heads, too.
They are. Every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. Big fishermen. Mike Slay and I were talking this week. He's getting ready to plan a big trip for next January or February down to the Bahamas, and was picking my brain on some ideas.
Nice.
So, and Nick is avid fisherman.
Avid.
He and I text every day about it.
Well, that's why they wanted to do this, you know, because being fish heads themselves, they wanted to do something for their fellow fish heads, man. So this is going to be a big event, man. It's going to be nothing but fun.
It'll be a great time.
And we're going to do it once a month. We may not do the show. We're not going to do a recorded episode of the show every month, but we're going to be there once a month on the it's always going to be on a Tuesday. I think we're doing it on the third Tuesday of the month or something like that. Every month on that particular day will be
Fish Head
Happy Hour. And I said this month, folks, is going to be the 16th. Tuesday the 16th from 4 to 8, and we're going to have a blast. You going to come, Eric?
Yes, I am.
You should.
I'll be there.
How's he going to come and record?
Oh, that's right. Well, you're not going to be able to come to the one on the 16th, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. I've already talked to Pat about this, man. You're not going to be able to be our producer.
Really?
He said you have to work till 5.
That's right.
You got a real job.
At my other job.
His other job. He's like so many of us Myrtle Beach residents that have more than one job.
Your other job.
Yeah, yes. We all got that, don't we?
Well, that's not cool. So we're going to have a substitute?
I think Pat's going to do it. And then as soon as he hangs up, yes, we'll see how that works out. But Pat wants to come to it, too.
Pat wants to be there. He doesn't, yeah.
I tell you who we're going to get. I was up there yesterday, but I didn't get to see him. Our good buddy Brian Costello.
Yeah.
Captain Brian. Always said, because we've been talking about doing a production meeting from there. Well, this is a production meeting stepped up a notch.
That's right.
Yeah, because we're actually going to be doing the show.
Yeah.
And giving away stuff and playing games and having a bunch of
fireballs.
Yeah, probably a lot of that too. It's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to it, man. Maybe we better get Uber to sponsor it.
Maybe we could get in touch with Uber and have them sponsor that. Yeah, that would be great.
Have a bunch of Ubers there waiting for us.
Next thing you know, we'll have an Uber commercial in the radio show.
You think?
If
anybody
should, probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
You got that right.
If anybody should, yeah. Is there Uber on water? Remember we talked about that 4th of July. Somebody needs a great idea.
I think that is a great idea, other than the fact of what are you going to do with your boat?
Put a good anchor out.
What it would be is you need a boat with a driver that comes onto your boat and drives your boat. Fireballs.
Yeah, you know, that's my theme song.
Did you know that? If that's Captain E's male stripper stage name is Fireballs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Fireballs.
Fireball, yep.
Fireballs, man.
Nick,
plural.
Nick Lup, yeah, no, it's Fireball. Remember we had that. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a great time, but I tell you what, then coming up right after that, which I think we're going to actually air that recorded show while we're fishing.
That's a great segue into the next big event we got just coming right around the corner we can't wait for, and that would be it's the Sea Hunt Boats Marine Service Center 6th annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, it's long. The name's getting longer.
It's longer, yeah.
Well, it deserves to be longer because the money's getting bigger and the crowd's getting bigger. And I tell you what, I like Robert's idea of wanting over 100 boats this year.
Yeah, Yep.
That's a good goal.
Well, I tell you what, with the kind of payout that they do for that event, and you know what's cool about the Spanish Mackerel Derby is you don't need a big boat.
No.
You don't need a big boat at all.
Nope. The winner proved it last year. The winner didn't even have a boat. They borrowed a boat.
Borrowed a boat.
They borrowed a boat.
Yep.
And went home with what? Almost $8,000, 70-something hundred all together.
I have been fishing it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now out of Bikini Bottom.
Yep.
And I've caught, you know, that one year I had like 18 Spanish mackerel.
Yep.
None of them were big enough to win anything, but.
Well, you got to fish for the big ones, and you know now how to do it. So.
Yeah, I do. I do. I know the secret method, but I chose that year. That's when I chose to try to sneak in the back door and try to find one that wasn't out there in that.
That was that year where we were all going to talk on the radio and everything else.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Remember?
That's right.
That's when you
pledged
were like,
your undying support, man. Yeah, man.
And
we'll
everybody
work together. We'll be on two
Kenny
different
goes,
boats. We'll work
Kenny
together.
Kenny goes. How about you, Captain E? How about you, Captain E? And the two boats sitting beside me look at me, and they were like,
radio silence, man.
And I was like, oh, okay.
After that pledge of
hello,
cooperation,
can you hear me?
Man. Yeah, let's work together, man.
Breaking up. I can't hear you.
Can you believe he actually did that, Eric? It's true.
I can.
Uh-oh. We got somebody on the line?
Yes, we do. We got Joe on the line.
You know, I knew it would be Joe. Joe, how are you doing, buddy? Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
You're doing great, Joe. Doing great, my friend. How you doing?
Good.
I know why you're calling. I saw that fish. I got pictures of that fish. Have you seen it, Angus?
No, he said you had the picture. You didn't send it to me.
Well, I'm not. I'm trying to hold it. I'm doing a little story on the Coast Atlanta magazine, so I didn't want to really give it away. But Joe caught the biggest king mackerel of his king mackerel fishing career last week.
54 inches fork length.
54 fork length. It was a beast, man. I think it was a brute.
Yeah, I saw you. You got the picture of it.
I got
right?
a picture. I'll show you a picture of it. I said I didn't put it on Facebook. I didn't put it anywhere because I was kind of holding it in reserve. I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to do an article and a story and pictures about Joe.
Yeah.
In the magazine.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. That's a remarkable accomplishment, man. That, you know, all these years you've been fishing, Joe, and you broke your own personal best.
That's it. When I was talking to English yesterday, he was sort of doubting me, but I figured you'd give me a good reference.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't doubt you.
I'm going to bring the
You know what I said to him? I said, why didn't you weigh it in somewhere? He said it was sticking out in the fish box and I was worried it was going to spoil.
Well, you saw it sticking out of that fish box, right, Kenny? About a foot of it?
Yeah, that's right.
It looked like a wahoo, I was told.
It does. It does resemble a wahoo. It's that big. That was a nice fish, Joe. I bet that was fun to catch, man.
And let me tell you, the thing that got me is that I was telling English, I had part of the school backlashed because he made such hard runs, and it adjusts the clutches on the drag, and I was fighting it with half a spool.
I tell you what, that's adds to the coolness of that story.
Yep, that makes the story.
It does.
That makes the story. Like you said yesterday, Joe, that's what makes it that much better.
Well, it's a good thing you got that expert boat driver on there with you.
You got my wife. Oh man.
Mrs. Joe.
She developed a fantastic trolling pattern that, boy, I tell you, brings fish into the boat.
That's nice when you have somebody that's as good at that and qualified to do it and gives you time to catch the fish.
That's right. And y'all don't argue. There's no hollering at each other or anything, is there?
No.
No, 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 man, no, no.
And she loves fishing as much as I do.
And that's the best part, man.
Oh, and you man, caught it on dead bait.
Caught it on dead bait. That's correct.
Anything can happen.
I'll tell you, though, Joe and I were talking yesterday.
That line was out about 150 yards.
Joe came up to the car boat wash yesterday. We were sitting there talking at the car wash. And, you know, it just seems that sometimes you can be out there with live bait and not get a bite. And you can put out the dead bait. And all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam. They want something quicker and, like Joe said, cover more ground. You know?
Yeah, I mean, heck, they'll hit a spoon, man. They don't, you know, if they're wanting to eat, and they see it. If they're going, it's going to happen.
Man, the spoon's a great bait. I tell you, I learned that with Chris doing that commercial fishing.
Uh huh.
That spoon works good.
Well, I actually
big
got
old drone.
I got one of them. I got a spoon. I got a big spoon the other day that I bought from Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. A big drone spoon that I'm going to use during the Spanish Mackerel Derby if I don't lose it before that.
Yep.
I have a habit of losing a lot of spoons.
You do
fishing for those fish.
Yep.
But
the only thing is, if you're going to use a drone spoon, you better put an extra swivel on.
I'm going to. Actually, I'm adding one more swivel to my rig. Yeah.
They twist up the line.
They do. We talked about that last week on the show, Joe.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you
I have
go,
to change man. Line after I spend a day trolling for Spanish mackerel. I have to put new line on.
Yeah, put braid on it and see what happens.
It becomes a slinky.
Put braid on it and see what happens.
What is braid?
Nothing.
What is braid? I don't know anything about that.
Nothing
Remember?
Happens.
As Mark Dixon calls me?
Yeah.
Kenny Mono Moore?
Kenny Mono Moore.
That's what I use.
Good deal, Joe. Glad you called in.
I'm so glad you guys heard about the fish, and I love the idea that Kenny took some pictures. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, Joe, stay tuned, buddy, because you know you're going to have your own little one. We're going to make you famous this month.
Heck yeah!
I could use the notoriety.
Well, you're going
to
get some,
man. I
like to
fool around with my charter friends.
I just think that's too cool, man. You know, lifelong fisherman like that. How old are you, Joe?
74
years old, out there doing it. Just like anybody else, man, hitting it hard, going at it, and catching the biggest fish of king mackerel of your career. I think that's an awesome story.
It was fun slinging that thing over the side, I'll tell you that much.
I bet it was. I bet you were hooting and hollering, wasn't you?
Oh, man. Dude. All the years I've been fishing, 60 years, and I leave the inlet, I'm on vacation. And when I get a king screaming a couple of hundred yards on me, I'm 14 again.
Yep.
That's exactly what I say when I catch. That's exactly the feeling I get, Joe. I say that all the time, man. And that's the wonderful thing about fishing. That's why we do what we do.
And now I can start taking my 9 grandchildren with me.
There you go. That's right. Number 9. I forgot.
Yeah.
I got number 10 coming in January.
Man. Leaving that legacy, huh?
I'm telling you, it's been cold winters up in New York.
You have to get them down here.
Joe, we got to go to break,
my
buddy.
My one daughter's here with the 5 children and the husband. It's great.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
That's always nice, man. They moved in here last year, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
good to have them
close.
Yeah,
well, she was through that Sandy, and thank God she moved from there and settled here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, Joe, thank you for getting up every Saturday and listening to us. We really appreciate it, buddy.
My wife and I love you guys. It's just wonderful hearing you.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that, man, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Real partners.
There you go, my friend. Real partners.
All right, Joe. Have a good day, man. We'll talk to you later.
Take care, guys.
All righty. All right, folks. We got to take our break, man. That segment flew
Pay
by.
Pay some bills.
It?
Yeah, that one did.
Yeah, we did. Well, let's get that done, and we'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. See what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Are you a fan of the Southern Anglers Radio Show? Then this is for you, because it's Fishhead Happy Hour at the Masters Gentlemen's Club on Tuesday, August 16th from 4 to 8. Come join the fun with Ken and Captain E of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Enjoy the fantastic Fishhead Happy Hour $5 food menu, $3 domestics, and $3.50 house watches. There will be prize drawings all Fishhead Happy Hour long, and as always, the best entertainment on the Grand Strand is at Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fish, that's a really, really big show is back on the air.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in.
Always.
You know, we talk about it every week during this hot weather, but I'll tell you what, those guys over at the dealership are definitely dealing with some heat during the day out there on the concrete.
That right, man. Going shoes are going
to
melt.
And I tell you what, I've got to wish a happy recovery, a quick recovery to our friend David Turbeville, salesman over there. David had some.
One of our old-time fish heads.
Yep. He had an ankle injury and had surgery a couple days ago and is recovering. I think he had some pins put in, but I know he's missing work because David absolutely loves his job over there, but wishing him a speedy recovery, and hopefully we can get him out on the water. But
hopefully.
Yeah, I'm going to go try and hit the offshore tomorrow. We're going to troll in the morning early. Hopefully Patrick has got some new top secret Sparks Toyota cedar plugs.
Yeah, we were talking about that a few weeks ago.
Yep,
man.
We got some new color schemes.
That's right. He painted them right there in the paint shop, didn't he?
Yep, in the paint shop. And so we're going to pull those and some ballyhoo early, and then we're going to move in and do some grouper fishing.
Well, I hope you send some pictures once you get in close enough to send them.
Hopefully we'll have some pictures.
I'm sure you will, man.
Hopefully the weather, I'm watching the weather, and it's like, you know, again, like I said about yesterday, about tomorrow's weather, it's just looking so doggone iffy. And, you know, Patrick is like me now.
Uh-huh.
We don't really care to go if it's not
good. If it's sporty, as Patrick likes to say.
Yeah. If it's
a little sporty.
If it's sporty, we don't tend to go.
You know, I've noticed that too. Like we were just talking about that with Tom here, you know, about being out there and that. It's not like it was dangerous last week where we went.
But it just wasn't comfortable.
I don't know. You know, if I was 20 years old, I wouldn't care. But, you know, now it's like I don't want to get beat up for
no, it's not.
Hours on end.
It's no fun.
Uh-uh.
It's no fun. I'll tell you something. You know, I sent you a picture yesterday. I sent you a picture yesterday from the ramp, and I just noticed it. I forget, you know, a couple years ago, DNR, you know, kicked in that let them live, let them spawn, let them live.
Correct.
On the speckled trout. And, you know, I want to reiterate to people that right now, yes, there's an incredible speckled trout fishery that's
there
going
certainly
on.
Certainly is, man. Right now, it's
a lot of big females.
Beautiful fish.
And if you get out in the right spots, you can fish and catch the heck out of them. But those are all pregnant fish. They are in the spawning mode right now. They're spawning.
Yes,
and they
are.
Spawn, of course, more than once a year.
Yep.
Speckled trout do. But it's great to let them go. Keep a couple to eat. Let them go. Just because you can catch them doesn't mean you have to kill them.
Exactly.
And that again, is mine and Kenny's, conservation-minded approach to fishing as it is, but just because you can catch them, just because you can kill them, doesn't mean you have to.
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, we are conservationists, and we have seen quite a few large stringers, I guess you could call
large
them.
Large stringers, yes.
Of one of them, I counted 27 in the photo.
Yeah, 27 speckled
27
trout.
Dead speckled trout on the dock.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, it's, again, I mean, kill half of that. I mean, that's a lot of fish. Let the other half go, because guess how
especially
many eggs.
Those were pretty big, too.
Guess how many eggs one fish can release.
Exactly.
I'm just asking. Guess. Because I don't know.
Robert Wiggers from the DNR was on the show last year, and we talked about that, you know. Every fish you kill, I mean, you're not killing one fish. You're killing thousands of fish because of the amount of eggs they produce, the amount of spawning that they go through. Especially the speckled trout. We're talking about speckled trout here. They're the rabbits of the sea, I guess you could call them. Man, they just go and go.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
They don't play around.
Yep. But, when I come back,
so
I want to be
speckled
trout.
You're not just killing one fish. You're killing thousands.
Right.
That fish would have been responsible for reproducing.
Well, I'm just going to let you know something. My article, I'm going to give you a little tease because this month I'm just elated in Coastal Angler magazine.
That's a remarkable accomplishment, dude.
I am published twice in this month's Coastal Angler magazine.
You have two articles in two different sections. You got an article in the statewide section of the magazine and a local article on Spanish mackerel fishing.
And I'm super excited.
It's awesome.
But my article next month is going to be about bass fishing. It's going to be about bass fishermen.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be about the bass fishermen are a group of fishermen that we could all take lessons from. If you look back into the years of bass fishing, how many people probably went bass fishing just to kill them? Kill them, kill them, kill them.
Did they used to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they used to kill them, kill them, kill them. Yeah. Now, look at it now. Dude, they are, I mean, I was literally embarrassed to come to the scales at the big bass battle a couple weeks ago with that one fish that was struggling.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was dead.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up, unfortunately, being dead.
That is seriously frowned upon by the bass folks out
oh,
there.
Oh, it is so frowned upon.
Big time.
They treat these fish like gold.
I mean,
they probably, as far as any, you know, tournament fishermen, red fishermen are the same way. I mean, they are. Tournament red fishermen are the same way.
Yep.
But as a whole, you know, when you mention to another tournament bass fisherman that you killed a fish, I mean, it's like, oh boy, you know, you want to just put your head back in a shell and hide. I mean, so they are a different breed. And I'll tell you what, they're at them this morning. They're big tournament out of Bucksport. I was supposed to fish. Decided at the last minute not to fish. Lucas is fishing with his cousin. And they're fishing some areas that I'm glad I'm not fishing because they're fishing way back in some snaky infested swamps.
Yeah, you gotta watch that.
I didn't want anything to do with that. But that's not why I'm not fishing. I have a job on Saturday mornings. But bass fishermen are a different breed. And, you know, I've made fun with you, right beside you, for years. I've made fun with you about bass fishermen.
Indeed.
But until you get into it and really get the bug and see what it's all about, it's a different breed.
It's fun. It's just a fun thing to do, and you're absolutely right. It's a lesson we could all learn, no matter what we fish for, is that how they really respect the fish, and they don't want to be responsible for killing the fish that try so hard to catch.
You know, when we moved our way in for the big bass battle to the upper parking lot, because we've gotten so big, everybody's question was, hey, do we have a release well? Do we have something we keep the fish alive? Blah, blah, blah. You know, people were like, it wasn't like, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, let's worry about the fish, you know. Who cares how many people are here? How many are the fish going to be okay?
Right.
And it works out great. You know, we've got a big well, and we put the fish in there, and they drive down and release them. So it works out good.
I guess we could consider that our public service announcement segment of the week.
I agree, but I still say that you said it. I think you said it best. Just because you can catch them doesn't mean you have to kill them.
Exactly.
I think that's how you said it, somewhat like that.
Just because you can catch the limit doesn't mean you have to keep the limit.
That's right.
How I said it.
Yeah, that's how
and
you
I still
said
it. I say that to everybody. That's one of the things. Because you know the way I see it, you know, The only time I really catch that many trout is in January.
Yep.
Doing that little method we use, you know.
Yep.
And I'll keep, I think the most I've ever kept was 5.
Yep.
But even though I might have caught 15 or 20 nice ones, I don't, you know, I'm going to do it again next week. You know?
I'll tell you what, it's a great topic. We're going to open up the Crazy Sister Marina fish lines, 843-652-3776. Or you can call us on the other number, 843-652-3776.
That's right. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about our particular opinion.
Yeah. Tell us if you don't like it.
Yeah.
We appreciate.
We do,
I mean, the
man.
Thing is, the state puts limits in place for a reason.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, you can do it. It's legal, and I'm cool with that. But, you know, you know, Fred Rourke, Captain Fred talks about it all the time. We are stewards of the resource.
Exactly.
He uses that terminology, and I love that. That's what we are.
Yep, we are.
Know? And I don't know.
You know, DNR is out there, and they are supposed to be the fish's defense mechanism.
Right.
We should be the first. We should be the first wave. It's our job to be the first, you know, true defense that the fish has.
We really have to be.
Yep, we have to protect them.
Because if it's not us, then who's it going to be?
No, nobody else.
Indeed.
Who cares about them?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Okay, good. That's it. There's our political.
But I didn't watch the Republican one either. I just it makes me nauseous, so I don't know why I don't.
They both make me want to throw up. No doubt.
I know. It's awful, man. But enough of that.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
We got our boy into his office. That's our political deal for the year.
Yeah, I was telling Tom about that yesterday over some drinks, you know, how we delved into the political arena once, and I think I'll never do that again.
Yeah, that was nervous, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I told him, I just sat there at the computer after the polls closed, just refresh.
Like, me too.
You better win, man. You better
me
win.
Me too. I was texting Steve going, I think you got it. I know.
Yeah.
He got out. You see the pictures, him and Kent, I think did some.
He sent me a bunch of pictures the other day because, you know, I made Kent the Fish Photo of the Month winner last month.
Oh, yeah.
In the July issue of Coastal Angler Magazine. And
that was perfect.
Great. Yeah. Cause it was kind of, it went along with the cover, the main kind of the theme of the magazine that month. You know, he dove down there and got that ginormous African pompano. Man, that was, wasn't it? And, I think Stephen, you know, Goldfinch was like, hey, man, I got some of those too, and he sent me a slew of pictures.
Did he? Maybe we should sneak Senator Goldfinch in there.
In the magazine.
In the magazine.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the pictures those guys send are remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, what they do is crazy.
I got to do that. You know, I got invited, Tom, to go on a.
He got invited to go diving.
To go diving, spearfishing, diving. And I think I'm going to do it, man. We got these little group of fellows around here that are avid spear fishermen, and I think I'm going to do it. I want to do it.
I think you'd be great. I think you'd be perfect. I think you'd be that one that I'd want down there with me.
Really?
Yep.
Well, thanks.
I think the shark would definitely pick you out before he'd pick me out.
Well, it would have a nice meal if it got a hold of my fat ass. I think it's time to take a break, ain't it?
Oh, we got to pay the bills.
Yep, Eric's nodding. Boy, my watch is
I see
is
Captain
right on
Rube
time.
Pulling up now.
Is Robert here? He is here in his Subaru.
Yep.
I like that Subaru of his.
Yeah, that old Subaru.
Yeah.
I love the big thing on the back with his cooler hanging out the back. Turn it into a truck.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put like a daggone ice chest on that thing. Tote it around with him.
Oh, Lord.
Wherever he goes. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Are you a fan of the Southern Anglers Radio Show? Then this is for you, because it's Fish Head Happy Hour at the Masters Gentlemen's Club on Tuesday, August 16th from 4 to 8. Come join the fun with Ken and Captain E of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Enjoy the fantastic Fish Head Happy Hour $5 food menu, $3 domestics, and $3.50 house lunches. There will be prize drawings all Fish Head Happy Hour long, and as always, the best entertainment on the Grand Strand is at Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fishers, we are back.
That was quick. We're broadcasting from the Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And I'll tell you what, it's time to talk about that big, the biggest Spanish mackerel tournament.
Biggest Spanish mackerel event in the world.
In the world.
We've got Robert Thompson here. What do you call yourself, man? Event promoter, coordinator?
Unemployed.
What? President.
Event founder.
Fashionably unemployed.
He's the event founder.
It was a group of us really founded it, but somebody had to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, English was there today. It was born.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There's a group of charter guys arguing about, well, if we need a tournament. If we don't have, we need a king mackerel. And that year, hell, I think there was five king mackerel caught in the whole fleet. But we were all catching big Spanish. So let's do Spanish. And it started slow, and I really hope we get good weather. We'll have 100 boats this year.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. I said, I think 100 is definitely a reachable goal for this tournament.
Real easy.
We had 69 last year with a terrible forecast.
Yeah.
And it got better as the day went, but it wasn't nice to start with.
I remember that being out there. We were all lined up out there at 3 Mile.
Yep. Lined up.
Live chumming, slinging mullet. Mullet into the water one after another.
Poor innocent mullet had to be taken out.
Poor innocent mullet. Don't you? Yeah, that's, we should, I mean, we got to feel sorry for mullet that weekend.
Yeah. I mean, a lot were released alive. To be tortured by.
Yeah, to be Atlantic tortured shark. By Spanish mackerel.
Atlantic sharp-nosed shark.
Sharp-nosed.
Can you imagine that? You know, there was like probably like a race, man, swimming back into the inlet as fast as they can.
I don't know. But most of them swim right back to the boat. You know, they swim right back to the boat. And they get right behind the motor.
And then you cast far away from the boat.
But that's right. The bait's all under the boat. We're throwing it away from them.
So they're not as dumb as they look. You know, they know that they need to get to cover anywhere when they're in the open sea like that.
Amen.
Help me.
You know, I remember since the first year of this tournament, the one thing Robert made that has probably made this tournament that much more enjoyable, that much more appealing to most, is the fact that it is a 20 nautical mile limit of range from.
Well, that was important in the beginning to let the little boat guy have the same opportunity as the big boat guy. You know, don't get beat just because you got more money. You know, the guy beat you because he's got more money. And that also lets the guy with a 17-foot boat and the 2 8-year-olds, he can fish this thing.
Yep.
And also keep it cheap to enter relatively. So, but you know, it doesn't barbecue you to go out there and fish and feel like you got to win. So you can go out there and compete and have fun. And if you win, that's a bonus. Cause we saw who won last year. It was a father-daughter team that in a borrowed boat had to buy a rod and reel on the way down to be able to fish and, walked away with,
they cashed in, man. That was almost 10 grand or something.
It was on up there.
Well, I remember when you guys, bumped that, prize up there a few years ago.
Oh yeah, with the reverse raffle helps us get the prize money. Gets $5,000 guaranteed first prize.
That made it go to a little bit more serious of a tournament.
Well, yeah.
I started fishing a lot harder when that thing bumped up.
And that puts prize money up there, like I said, where you can actually win some money. And of course, we keep the 4th through 12th as more fun prizes. And, you know, people.
They are awesome. Those 4th through 12th, I mean, you get people excited about those.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing that again?
Oh, yeah, we're doing that again. And I got Johnny Sisney's helping out with Youth Angler. I think we'll have a little more prizes for them. A good bit of stuff coming with that. More gift certificates and that sort of thing for the youth. And Lady Angler with Krispy Kreme on board with that. That's $1,000. And that's over and above $1,000 out of entry fee. So it's more prize money that you're not having to pay for out your pocket when you enter. So that helps out a lot.
You got some great sponsors on that thing, man. Marine Service Center on board all the way with you, man. That's
the Marine
terrific.
Service Center has stepped way up for us to make this thing work. Really, and without them and Sea Hunt Boats, I mean, we have South Atlantic Bank down the road. They help us out a lot. It's just, you know, a lot of people come and help because it is a lot of work. As y'all know, they've done events. I mean, English does the trout tournament. He knows.
It's a lot of work.
Everybody thinks that thing just pops in and it's there, but it isn't.
You know, I get that all the time, man. People ask me why I don't put on some sort of a tournament since, you know, my involvement in the industry and all. I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
Well, you have volunteered. Remember, I have you.
That's right, yes. I don't know how that happened. The last couple years, I've been down there.
Yeah, Fireball might have been involved when you agreed.
Yeah, I might have been, man. I was like, I agreed to what?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I think we're on the tournament committee.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I think so. Evidently, because, you know, and I don't mind. I think it's fun, man. You had the location of the captain's meeting and the way, and it's just a fun, cool little spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
we did need to mention that. It is at the Mullet Hut on the Marsh Walk.
Oh, yeah.
We have a wonderful tide this year at 4:45 high tide, so we don't have to worry any issues there.
You did a lot of research on that to make sure you set it up.
Yeah. The week before Labor Day every year, we have the tournament Hope for the Tide.
Yep.
And, that hopefully Sal Hemingway's going to do us right. We're going to have, dredging's going to happen soon along the Marsh Walk and we won't have to worry about that anymore.
That's right. We won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That becomes just a dry mud hole there at times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it needs to be opened up. It really does. And it'll help out a lot of people. I mean,
a lot of people. Yeah.
You can have more slips down there. People can use their boats. I mean, it's right now, nobody wants to sit in the mud, you know.
I'm looking at the trophies from last year. Who did these? I can't remember. Who made
Craig that does the metalwork.
That's right. The metalwork.
Craig McManus did that. And this year I've got a couple others I'm going to try to get custom made. I haven't solidified that, so I can't speak yet.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, they were awesome.
I hope I get one of them because, you know, I have been batting zero on that tournament last.
Well, I will say this. There's one boat that's finished in the money every year and he never leaves within casting distance of the jetties. So you don't have to go far. He hadn't won it yet. But he wins money every year.
I was mentioning that to Captain Eaton not long ago. The biggest Spanish mackerel I ever caught, it's only 4.5 pounds. That's my biggest Spanish mackerel ever.
That would be a good one in the tournament.
That would have won last year.
I caught it at the end of the jetties. I was fishing for redfish. I caught it at the end of the North Jetty in Merle's Inlet, fishing for redfish. I had a finger mole on the bottom on a Carolina rig. On the bottom, just fishing for reds. I was catching reds that day. And all of a sudden, something picked it up and took off. And as soon as I started fighting, I said, that's not a redfish. And I reeled it in. It was a big old Spanish.
That's it. You never know.
Picked up a bait off the bottom.
Well, it's funny. Last year, the winning fish last year would not have finished in the top 12 the year before. And that's just how fishing is. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, the year before, we had a lot of big fish. If you weren't over 5 pounds, you weren't doing anything.
You know, last year, we saw big fish.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. We saw them. Nobody was hooking them.
Yeah. I had that one on that broke my leader at the boat, man. It was probably a 5 pounder. It was a nice fish, and we had the net out. He was so close, and whoop, he was gone.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to use a little bit of steel this year.
Good, you should.
that fluorocarbon couldn't hold up.
Get your notebook out and write that down. Make sure you put wire on.
It's already there, man. It's there. Yeah.
You're not going to troll spoons this year. You know what the fish.
Well, a spoon won last year. It was called on a, yeah.
Oh, they caught it on a spoon?
They caught it on a double-aught Clark spoon.
Jeff Maples was like third or something, or second last year, third. He was dragging spoons, wasn't he? I don't know.
He was out there chumming.
Was he? Because remember, he kept circling in and out. He was.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah.
I remember him.
He was using y'all's chum.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Robbie Remsen put out a chum slick that must have went for miles. But, oops, we got to take our station ID here.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
That's right, folks. 15 seconds.
We're the friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, that was quick.
That was quick. We almost got cut off.
Yeah, we notice I went into that early. This time. Yeah.
Good job, Eric, bringing that music in early.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Eric saves us, man.
You make us look a little more professional. Like Kenny said the other day, you know, we work in a building with people who all went to school for their jobs and everything else, and the two of us just kind of fell into this deal.
Yeah. But you can't tell.
No, you can't tell.
You can't tell that we don't have a degree in broadcasting?
No, not at all.
Can you tell, Tom? No.
No. No. Hey,
I like having Tom over there. He's like Silent Bob.
He's Silent Bob. Yeah, or the guy on the couch.
Silent Tom over there.
He's silent because those fireballs are starting to really sink in the back of his head.
You know why Tom don't want to talk?
Why?
I'm going to spill the beans. Because he has he's a very high-ranking public official.
Oh, okay.
And he's afraid of... saying anything, especially on this show.
Well, first off, he must obviously not be too high-ranking if he hangs out with you.
I know, man.
He's obviously not that worried about his reputation.
That's probably the other reason why he doesn't want to talk.
He's not that worried about his reputation. If he could hang out with you. All right, so.
He has friends in low places.
Let's go back to this. All right, so Friday night, we could show up. What time we got to be there to rest?
Friday, August 26th, Friday night. We'll start sign ups about 3:30 in the afternoon. Nobody ever shows up, and usually around 5, everybody gets there. And I try to do the captain's meeting at 6. And I put it in the rule 6-ish, basically in the flyer, because if we got 20 people lined up signing in, I'm not going to go into a captain's meeting just because I said 6 o'clock. We're going to get it done when it needs to get done. And then the fishing will be obviously August 27th. We do lines in at 8, and that gets some people a little upset. But once again, this is a youth-friendly, lady-friendly tournament, and they don't particularly like to be there at daylight.
You can start catching bait at 7, though.
Oh, you can start throwing your cast nets at 7, be ready, and we'll have the scales open probably about 2:30, I think, figuring the tide will be able to get to the dock good then, and we'll close at 5. And once again, once we figure out who won, we'll come out as soon as we can. And it does not hurry up, if you ask me, when it is.
Yeah, win.
Yeah.
What's the entry fee? What's the cost?
It's $50 to enter, $50 for the Calcutta for the big Spanish, $50 for the Calcutta for the big king mackerel, and $50 for the three fish Calcutta. Okay, so it's $200 to cover the board. And on the big king mackerel, we do have the Donnie Griffith Award, which has $200 in cash over and above what we collect. So that helps with that on the king mackerel.
Definitely. I tell you what, I suggest to everybody to always get into all those Calcuttas. Get into those tournaments within a tournament.
Let me tell you real quick. You know, the CCU hooligan, you know, those guys, we need to give them a good shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, they did great the last couple of weeks.
I noticed that.
Guess what they did?
What'd they do?
They left $9,000 sitting on the table in the tournament they won 2 weeks ago. Over $200.
I'd break my leg kicking myself in the butt for that.
I mean, you're driving around in a $400,000 boat, you're fishing in a tournament, you're running out $800 worth of gas. Pay the $200.
Yeah.
You just made somebody really, really happy.
Oh, yeah.
The guy behind them that actually paid the $200 said, thank you, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand it. $200.
Cover the board. Listen, if you're going to get in, get in.
Now, listen, this is a different scenario. You're going to have people that want to come in that don't feel confident. They're going to pay $50, and that's good. We want them in there.
Yeah. But, and most people, and when you go through it, I say 95%. covered a board, and there's just a few that won't get in the king mackerel. Won't, you know, and that's fine too. But you got to pay 50 to get it.
All right. Something that hasn't been brought up, and I'm going to bring it up now because I just have to ask. First off, two questions. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Two questions. First question is, all right, so parking for the captain's meeting.
Good question.
Parking?
How are we going to work the parking for the captain's meeting? Yep.
There is, I mean, despite what people say, there is a pay lot over there. That is not Creek Rat's lot. So I can't help that.
Okay.
The parking on the north side of that, it will be free, and on the south side of that will be free.
All right.
As people know that on the Marsh Walk, that parking is at a premium. You might have to walk a little bit if you want free parking.
Yeah, they really
if you don't want, if the owner of that parking lot is more than, I will be very surprised if they're not charging $5.
Okay.
But, you know, there's other places to go.
The lot that we'll be in, will you have the tents and stuff set
the
up tent, like last year?
The tents will be set up. We were intended to have the lot part, that whole lot blocked off. Little communication snafu. It didn't happen, so we'll see what we can do this year. We intend to have it blocked off.
Right.
The main lot, at least on Saturday, probably not on Friday. And like I said, and it'll be that we're going to move the way in. We're taking it out from under the mullet hut and putting it under the tent because, some people didn't like the, fish slime, let's say.
Yeah.
that got there.
So, are we going to have Bubba Love cooking the fish?
We're going to have, on Saturday, we'll have the donated fish. We'll fry up as much as we can. Like I tell everybody, we're giving you, it's a fish fry. We're not feeding you a meal. There's plenty of restaurants around there, but we'll hopefully get you a piece of fresh Spanish, maybe some king mackerel. And 2 years ago, I guess we had a real big flounder came in. Somebody caught by accident. So we had that mixed in the mix.
I tell you what, I indulged in that. I think it was the year before last. That was great, man. That fish fry after the award ceremony and all that, and everything's all done. Everybody's hanging around, having a nice cold beverage, and Bubba makes some really
good fish.
Watching
Bubba clean those fish was fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think I have other volunteers to clean the fish this year.
Good.
And we're gonna give Bubba a little time off and let him just get in the kitchen and do his magic there.
There we go.
And magic is what it is, because that fish was good, man.
Oh, yeah. I love a fresh fried Spanish.
That's right.
It's spectacular.
Well, Spanish was way better than King's, that's for sure.
Well, there's King mackerel mixed in there, too. We just don't tell you.
You know, King's good when it's right out of
the
water.
Yeah.
You can eat it, and it's all right.
And I will. And when Kenny's going to help us out with our little captain's bag this year, I'll make sure we have an identification of King mackerel and Spanish mackerel put in there. We did that
a couple years ago.
We've seen some king mackerel come in, and we've had to explain to some pretty seasoned fishermen that's not a Spanish. And anyway, they kind of look at you like you're crazy, and you think you're picking on them, but you know, it's not only is it not a Spanish, it's not 24 inches. I'm going to give you the flyer. We'll have an identification. There's a couple of marks on there. And it's easy, especially if you pull
it's
side
really
by.
Easy.
If you side by side, and I understand that a lot of people, Spanish and King aren't their target species generally. So that's okay. But, you know, DNR has been very nice, and as far as I know, no one's had a ticket. So we've been lucky.
The juvenile kings definitely get those spots
like
the Spanish, and sometimes can be confusing.
Yeah, they're remarkably similar when kings are remarkably similar when it's small.
Yes.
Remarkably similar. Like, I still have that one you gave out 2 years ago, I think it was. You did the little diagram.
Yeah, the back of the.
Yeah, showed like the lateral line.
That had the lateral lines, got the white spot, got the pupils. Got the shape.
Yeah, I kept that. I got a waterproof compartment in my tackle box that I still have that to this
and
day.
That actually, I found that through North Carolina DNR. And you can go online and find it there, and it's a handy thing to have.
Indeed.
You know?
That is. I tell you what, I printed one for offshore bottom fishing now. Good Lord, you need one for that.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you got to download the app every time you go fishing.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're going to change.
Update the app. Something changes. I'm getting like something from SAFMC.
Yeah. And we have on the 12th.
SAFMC.
We have an increase in sea bass coming on the 12th.
We talked about that a few weeks ago.
And that's a good thing.
That is a really good thing.
Yeah. All right, what's it going to?
It's going to 7. I argued really hard. I wanted 10.
August 12th.
Yeah. I wanted to drop to 12 inches and go to 10, but we can work on that. But we got it a little bit.
Two's going
to
help.
So 13 and 7.
13 and 7.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do. We got some other species we're trying to get the recreational limit up a little bit, which will really, really help the headboat industry. And that's what it's needed. those guys, I mean, guy comes down, fishes hard, and he won't be able to, the potential to keep some fish.
Indeed.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Last week, and I think I talked about it last week, but I went out last Friday before last. You couldn't run from the Vermilion Snapper. I mean, I couldn't get away from them.
No.
It was ridiculous.
Out there, that and the amberjacks got me the last time I went out. And I mean, if you, we had some live bait, it's like, don't sit, all right, you're jacked up.
Yeah, don't put it down.
you just got jacked up, Bubba.
I tell you what, you catch one amberjack, that's all you ever want to catch the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's it, no more.
Well, I may go back to that spot. We may have to go after those.
I'll tell you what, those amberjacks will wear you out, man.
You ever see that episode of Reeling Up the Coast that I was on? That amberjack.
Yeah, that amberjack kicked his butt.
But see, he didn't show the first one I caught. He showed the second one. After the first one done wore me out, and then I get another one. And so I'm huffing and puffing, and I thought I was going to die and fall over the side right then and there.
I love watching somebody go, it's a grouper, it's a grouper, and I'm watching the line go.
Yeah.
Well, that circle says it's not. But go ahead. You can catch him.
Keep going.
You got you going.
Yeah. Keep going. You got a big one. He's swimming off.
You got a big one. Fight him.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. We can't, you know, family, bring your family, wife, get the kids out. This is a great tournament. I mean, and as Robert says, the potential cash-wise, the more kids, you know, have.
And I mean, we, because the question came up a few years ago and it's straight now. Yeah, if you have a little girl, it's a bonus to fish with her.
Yep.
Because you can be a youth or a lady, but you can't be both. So you determine when you weigh in. So if there's not a whole lot of ladies weighed in, and you got a little girl, you might want to sneak
that's
it in.
That's a good point.
Yep.
So
I happen to have a fisher lady.
That's a good thing to bring. Little girls like to fish too now.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, they do.
My little niece Ashley is a die-hard angler.
Well, I can promise you the Denny's will have a boat. No, they will not.
What?
They will not be here.
They're not.
Nope. What? Jackson's going to fish it, but the family, Chris will be out of town. Oh, they've done great in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. They've won with money about every year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Jackson will fish with some of the others, I think. But,
all right.
And maybe the uncle comes.
Have you decided who you're fishing it with yet?
Oh, I'm fishing with the family.
Fishing with the family?
Fishing with the family.
He's got his team together.
Yeah.
That's everybody's got to put the team together, get the band back together.
Yeah, I think we're going to fish the same team we fished last year, but it's going to be in a different boat.
Yep.
Well, that was the Sea Hunt Award for Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt is $500 bonus if you catch it in a sea hunt.
And those folks won
that's a great
last year,
deal.
The winner last year does not have a sea hunt anymore. So they will be fishing. They're fishing in the boat that they bought with their winnings.
They came down here from North Carolina, didn't they?
They came from Wilmington, yeah.
I tell you what, we got to step up and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, you got to let the out-of-town guy win sometime.
No, hey, he's fished it every year.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, well, that's cool then. Yeah, that's great.
He's been in it. Like I said, his daughter loves to fish, and she tells her sisters that's her boat. She won that one.
Well, I tell you what, when you bump that prize money up to $5,000, that got the attention of a lot of folks in a bigger area.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have the reverse raffle tickets available for sale by the end of next week.
Yeah, I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Well, as you and I both know, we have an issue with artwork, and I kind
of
need that.
Issue of the artwork.
It hopefully got resolved about 6:15 this morning.
Spotted King Mackerel, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it's 6:15 this morning. We finally got a response.
Awesome.
So somebody must have been going fishing.
Caught him at the right moment, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
But it'll work out. It'll all come together.
Well, man,
we are going to be doing the reverse raffle. That was my next question. Yeah. I got away from it earlier. Okay.
That's a reverse raffle. So you can win and not even fish.
That's right.
And that's raffle a lot of money in that bad boy.
That's 100 tickets sold at $100. $5,000 goes to the last ticket in the hat.
Winner take all?
Winner take all.
Is there like a first out prize?
I believe.
Oh, wait a minute. I sponsored that.
Yes, he did. About. Yeah. Coastal Angler Magazine is
speaking of which.
I think you get your money back.
Yeah, the first guy drawn out gets $100
back.
That's
right. I had to go hand the guy a $100 bill last
year. Yep. You are
That hurt too, man. I was like, damn, because I just fished all day, didn't win a damn thing. I was like, oh, man, now I got to give up another $100.
There you go. Well, we get $100 early this time. Now I'll hand it to him. It won't hurt so bad.
Yeah, so that's right. The Coastal Angler Magazine, first out.
First out, we'll get $100. I got a few other bonus places that are going with some gift certificates.
You're first out, I'll walk over there. I'll walk over there personally and hand you a $100 bill.
Yeah. So that was,
you did buy me a beer.
Hey, there you go. $100 for a beer, not bad.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. But I tell you what, man, you said you were going to go shrimping today?
Yeah.
But instead you came in here?
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what the shrimp do. Maybe go tomorrow. But
well,
at least on Monday.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I always do. It's a great time.
Me too. Yeah. Because, you know, like I said earlier there, it's a tournament that anybody has a chance. You don't have to have a big boat. I mean, I've seen people catch 5-pound mackerel standing on the jetties.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, and it's a long day fishing, quite honestly. So, there are fish last minute. It's funny. You can look out at the end of the jetties at about quarter till weigh-in and see who's really digging hard trying to get in and try to get something for the aggregate or get something to come to the scales with.
The last minute bottom of the ninth kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to have a sea hunt out there with Marine Service Center? For check-in boat like we did last year?
No, we didn't do that. We did a check-in from the mud hut. You need to be.
That's right. You have to be within view.
You got to be in view, basically in the lineup. And we did. It's pretty simple when you come in. You'll come in by the government pier, the veterans pier, and kind of do a loop. And it's everybody wants to tie up. Well, we're just going to be a minute. No. That doesn't work. You unload somebody with the fish. They weigh it. You do a loop. By the time you come back around, they're back on the dock. They get in and go.
Pick them up and go.
And it's simple. There's no way we can tie any boats up there when we do it.
You going to stick around with us?
I'll stick around for a minute.
All right, we got to get a break in, folks. We'll come back and talk more Spanish Mackerel Derby with Robert Thompson. This is the Southern Angus Radio Show on 101.3 The Team.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how. This August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio. Beginning August 5th on NBC.
Are you a fan of the Southern Anglers Radio Show? Then this is for you, because it's Fishhead Happy Hour at the Masters Gentlemen's Club on Tuesday, August 16th from 4 to 8. Come join the fun with Ken and Captain E of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Enjoy the fantastic Fishhead Happy Hour $5 food menu, $3 domestics, and $3.50 house vodkas. There will be prize drawings all Fishhead Happy Hour long, and as always, the best entertainment on the Grand Strand is at Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Inshore, offshore,
Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. Dude, I'm sorry, I'm sitting here looking at your article in Coastal Lake, your editorial this month. So you talked about freshwater fishing?
I talked about the big bass battle. That's a great picture. I think you took this picture.
Yeah, I did.
Of the moments before the blast off.
Yep.
There. And I talked about like three different things on my editorial this month. I like the picture of the guy jumping into the water, man.
Where was that from?
I don't know. But, you know, summertime, it's like one of the things you might as well do.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the middle of the day, because they get lockjaw in the middle of the day.
Listening to your story about jumping off in the deep blue.
Yeah. That was with Silent Tom over here.
Yeah. Silent Tom.
I just couldn't take the heat anymore. Fishing in the offshore at the Gulf Stream in the middle of August, it was brutal. I said, stop the boat! And I went over the side, man. Dove right in.
This is that time of the year, man. This is, oh, I
didn't
feel...
help, though. That was the worst part.
Oh, yeah.
I got wet, but I didn't get cool.
Well, you're always cool, Kenny. Always.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you are.
He's buttering me up because he knows, you know, that, you know, I'm going to be there stuffing bags and setting up.
Throwing out
$100 bill again.
Well, I'm not going to be on vacation that week this year, so I'll be over there helping too.
You normally have the beach house, dude.
Yeah, I'll be right across the street. I'll be right across the street, so I'll be helping.
There we go.
I'll be helping. No. I'll help too. And, I mean, what a great time, but I can't wait and, you know, how are you going to fish for them this year? Let's talk about it.
Well, I tell you what, I'll probably do exactly what I did last year, and that is the live chumming, and then put free line one out there, you know. Last year, now if it's calm, you can actually see, you can bring them to the boat and see them, and do like the Jay Bass method and just chuck the hooked mullet at them that are chasing the mullet you just threw out there as chum. But remember last year, it was so choppy, you couldn't see them. You just had to kind of hope they would be out there.
Yeah, it was rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and Stump and Dad were all sore the next day from holding on.
I kept waiting to see if you were going to use the bazooka.
The bazooka.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I've been listening to some secret methods coming in.
There's secret methods.
Special tackle's been ordered. I mean.
Our ears are open, man.
Benjamin Franklin, you know, flew a kite to electricity. that's all I know.
I can promise you, I got mine ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be based a lot on conditions this year.
It always is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask if they can help, and I hope always, you know, all the help we can get. But pray for good weather is the main thing I need. Yeah. That does the best we can do.
Pray for good weather, and I said my number one choice will be to do the live chumming, because that time of year, man, we must have had 400, 500 finger mullet in the bait wells in just a few minutes. I mean, we were done.
Yeah, the last few years we've been lucky that the bait's been in the creek.
It was amazing, how quickly we
and
filled
it. Going back to that hooligan win, that's what I understand. That was they went about 60 miles looking for bait that day. That's a variable in this thing. If the bait disappears sometimes, where did it go? I don't know.
And if that's the case, then I'll go to the drone spoons, man.
Yep. I tell you, like after commercial fishing for Kings this winter with Chris with the drone spoons, I'm a believer.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's idiot proof.
Well, you know,
it is idiot proof.
Captain Danny Jewell gave me that technique last year to use. He told me, and he said, man. And, you know, Captain Danny Jewell?
Oh, yes.
He is a legendary mackerel fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can catch them, Spanish kings. He's good at what he does, no matter what he's fishing for.
Oh, yeah. He's a fisherman.
He told me to put a little bird in the line and then use a spoon behind that.
I got one on the front seat.
So I didn't get to use that last year, but I'm going to have that rigged up and ready this year as a standby.
Let me tell you, when Robert did charters, if you saw him trolling for Spanish and you didn't see a bird behind his damn boat, you were blind.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a bird behind Robert's boat when he was trolling for Spanish. Always. I can promise you.
Oh, yeah, the bird works.
Remember last year I told Levi what Danny Jewell told me?
Levi thought he meant a real bird.
He said, do I need to bring a gun?
Right,
remember this story?
Yeah.
He said, I got some blackbirds in the yard. I can get some birds. What are you talking about, Levi?
I even caught more than one jet skier with the bird.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I forgot about that until just now, man. Levi was like ready to kill some birds.
Oh, I remember that. That was on our That was, I remember hearing this on our, we recorded the show for last year.
I was like, dear Lord, do not go kill birds, man. It's a planer kind of thing that goes in the water called a bird.
Yeah. It's a little teaser.
I got some blackbirds in the yard.
Well, do what you gotta do to catch fish, you know.
Hey, I'm glad he told me about it first. He didn't show up with a bucket full of dead birds.
That would have been great. Look at Kenny and Levi over there. They're chumming with blackbirds.
Yeah. DNR gets called in the fishing tournament for illegal birds.
Illegal birds.
Birds for the day. Yeah.
Look at all the sharks behind their boat. Yeah. What is that? Look at the feathers everywhere.
That's a perfect example of what you said earlier. That's of somebody who was not a regular king or Spanish mackerel fisherman, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, we'll have that in the tournament. And that's, you know, the thing about the tournament, everybody needs to respect each other. We've had a few I've been called with people getting a little too close and all that, and I don't have any rules for that. You have to take that up on your own.
I just got a text from our fish head, James.
What did he say?
He said him and Levi were talking about that bird thing yesterday. Levi went to go kill some birds. They were just talking about that yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what. I remember the captain's meeting last year. Now, I know I was late waking up on the morning of the tournament. Of course, I woke up to my cooler being stolen off my boat full of vegetables. I mean, fruit, soft drinks, and lots of beer was stolen off my boat the night before. But I woke up at that beach house with everybody behind the house throwing the cast nets, loading up with bait already, and we were still asleep, laying in bed. But it is not very – I love the 8 o'clock start. I love it. You don't have to, you know – you don't have to get up and rush in the morning.
No, you don't. Better Brands really appreciates the 8 o'clock start. Also.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I tell you, you know, I think we started throwing the cast net last year at 7 o'clock. I mean, we were right on time. But, you know, we were figuring it was going to take us a little bit of time. It didn't, and so then we had like 50 minutes to kill. You know,
had time to get a biscuit.
Yeah, before we could start fishing. Yeah,
I got spoiled last year. I had Stump throwing the cast net.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring in a ringer from out of town again.
I had Stump throwing the cast net. That was pretty doggone nice, you know? Yeah. All I did was
That's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive around, so. And Stump may be on the boat this year, but I'm not making any promises. I might have Stump, so.
Man, there he goes again.
Hey, bringing in, you know, ringers from out of town.
Stump might be on the boat. We've got a streak that we've got to break because we fished a lot of tournaments. We've got to break a streak. We've got to make some money.
The law of averages is going to be because we fished.
The law of averages, we drink a lot of beer on the boat together.
You know, yeah. we've been.
You do want to go to the pay window.
This is one that Captain E and I don't fish together, but we do fish a lot of other tournaments together. And sooner or later, we're going to win some, one of us.
We've won plenty together. What are you talking about?
What we won?
Rusty Hook.
Oh, yes, Rusty Hook.
Last couple months, we've done great.
We have. We've actually made a name for ourselves amongst them guys.
Yeah, a Rusty Hook, we've done good.
Yes, we have. But other than that, like the Rotary Tournament, the Grand Slam Saltwater Anglers, we've been struggling for the big money.
Well, some idiot signed us up for some radio show that we have to do 2 hours our fishing time running them out.
Most tournaments are.
Yeah. We already talked about that. We are not giving the head start this year for the Spanish Mackerel Derby.
No, okay. No head start.
We're doing a you're more than welcome to come, and you should come to it on August 16th, Tuesday.
Okay.
Masters Gentlemen's Club. It's Fish Head Happy Hour.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. We're going to be there from 4 to 8. We're going to record a show.
We actually need you there because we need you to talk about the Spanish tournament with us.
All right. Yeah. Exactly, man. Yeah.
16th. Okay.
16th. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Fish Head Happy Hour. They're rolling out the red carpet for all the fish heads. There's going to be prize giveaways and all kind of games and stuff. We're just going to have a good time.
They got great food up there. It's $5 menu for the fish heads. Yep.
Yes, it is good.
Do you know they buy their fish from 7CC?
From 7Cs. They sure do. They're good friends with Chris Conklin and them. Yep. They get all their fresh fish from up there. Yeah, but we'll have a great time. I tell you what, again, Robert talked about, that kite thing. That's going to be something I think you see a lot of.
That's something I've never done, but something I would love to try.
I think you're going to see some kites this year.
I think the problem is going to be that kite bait is going to, it's going to be chaotic out there with.
You got 20 miles. You got plenty of places to go, but a lot of people like to go to 3 miles.
Yep.
And that's why that year that you pledged your undying support of we'll work as a team, man. And then it was radio silence from there on out.
Phone broke all of a sudden just for a few hours.
That's one of the reasons why I decided to try to sneak in the back door and just troll up and down the beach. Hopefully, you know, get out of place bull Spanish.
That's where Patrick said he was up. He was up the beach somewhere.
But I tell you, as soon as I broke the jig, I looked out there at 3 Mile and it looked like a boat regatta, man, like a boat parade out there. It's like boats clear across the horizon, man. It was like, I said, I'm going to sneak in the back door, see if I can do something here. Because it was pretty crowded that year out there.
Oh, boy.
That's the year it was flat.
Yeah.
The 2 year, Was it 2 years ago it was so slick?
Yeah, that's the one.
That was when
Man, if we could have a day like that this year, God.
Oh, well, that's all we can do is hope. We can hope for that.
I was just glad I didn't fall out of the boat last year.
Last year was tough.
When we were all anchored up, I tell you, it was gacked up out there last year, but not so bad. You know, we weren't like on top of each other or anything. Well, the nice thing was that we were close enough that all of our live chum was like working together.
You know, we were watching one boat behind us, and they were coursing our chum slick at the end of the day. You know, if you get somebody behind you, they're obviously going to be on your chum slick. You got anybody in front of you, you're okay. But we didn't have anybody in front of us, but behind us, and we're watching them catch fish off the front of the boat, so we know they're throwing into our chum slick.
Yeah.
But they just didn't have anything big. They were catching some smaller fish.
That's kind of why we anchored where we did, because I said Robbie Remsen, I don't know if he had minade and oil or what the heck, if he was grinding minade.
He had minade oil.
It looked
grinding.
Like Exxon Valdez behind him, man. I mean, it was a...
The omega 3 protein was going out.
Indeed, big time. I said, well, we got to get up in that thing.
Yeah.
Well, remember last year, Justin pulled up, and before he could get his first bait in the water, he caught a 40 pound cobia.
Yeah, there is no cobia division.
That's right.
Especially not now.
Yeah. Well, we got public hearings coming up on that.
I saw that. I'm going to be very interested to see how that works out.
I don't know.
I just hope this thing doesn't end up being something that takes 5 years to figure out. I mean,
Oh, that's the problem with it will be a knee-jerk reaction, and then you can't undo it.
Right.
And we're not here to talk about that. It's too much.
No, you can talk about it.
No.
But it was, bottom line, it was real simple. The data came in, and it's clearly it was a mistake, and they're going with it. But it's just bad science all over the place.
Like you said, and it's like that with any bureaucratic department or any, you know, a group of folks that's in charge of any resource, you know, once it's done, it's hard to undo.
Yes.
So, I don't know. When it comes to the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council, they're usually slow to make a decision, but sometimes they make them snap. And I think the cobia closure was a snap. They like, whoa, we got to do something about this today, right now. Let's do it. Let's close it. Boom. Done.
And it was clearly bad interceptions in the data. But anyway.
Yeah, the folks in North Carolina and Virginia are loving it. Well, North Carolina, at least.
They're not loving it. They said
they didn't close it.
No, they didn't close.
Yeah. They like to eat fish up there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm still seeing lots of cobia, you know.
They're catching lots of them in Virginia.
Yeah, our good buddy Jock, man, is still on them.
Is he?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen his Facebook. I was going to say Mark Dixon had a good week this week. Mark's been posting a bunch of good pictures.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he had some nice trout.
He's figured out how to catch him summer fish, hadn't he?
Yep.
Some nice flounder, too.
Yep, nice flounder, trout, black drum, he said, and redfish he was catching up there. I hadn't seen Jot's Facebook. I hadn't been there in a while because I watched him during iCast because he was showing off some of the new pen stuff, but I hadn't seen him catching any cobia, but I've heard about him in Virginia Beach.
I've still been seeing Jot's cobias up there. And of course, Nick and Chris
had two.
Yeah, they had some night on that one. It was really nice. Up in the 40s, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably easily.
Yeah.
Had to kiss them and say goodbye.
Yeah. You going to hang around again, man?
I'll hang around one more section.
All right, there we go. Because I think we got more to talk about.
Yeah, we got plenty to talk about.
Indeed, we do. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5, Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet Public Boat Ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fish Heads, a really, really big show is back on the air.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in.
That's right. We still got Robert Thompson here and Silent Tom.
He's still silent.
No, he's absent.
He's not even here.
Yeah.
Talk about the poor guy and he's not here.
Really? That's the best time.
Yeah.
You and Tony took it easy on me that day. I was late.
The day you were running a little bit. Yeah, we did, man. Since it was the first time ever, if it became a habit now, we might get a little rougher on you.
Yeah, no more.
I miss Tony today, man. Wish he was here.
Yep.
The Bassmaster. You ever bass fish, Robert?
Very rarely. I go up to Santee and fish with my buddy Scott for bass if the conditions are right. That's kind of it's pretty fun up there doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures when he goes up there bass fishing with him? Makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, that's nice.
You got to get it right.
I'm not a huge bass fisherman at all, but I do enjoy fishing Tony the Bassmaster Carter's Thursday bass battles.
Yep. Oh, everybody I talk to says it's a great time.
That is. That's fun. It's small. It's only a couple hours long, so you're not exhausting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And right.
And one of these long, hardcore, and it's not for huge money. You know, you're going to win some money, and it's not huge, but the huger the money, the harder you fish, and the more tiresome it is.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, like the Spanish Mackerel Derby that we're going to be fishing on the 27th of August coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
Right around the corner.
Right around.
That
coming
will
on fast.
That's hardcore fishing, man.
That's a long day of fishing. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I won't stop. I mean, I might woof down a sandwich or something during the course of the day. But other than that, man, it'll be hard.
Stay on focus.
You got to, man.
Well, five grand's on the line, five grand.
Five grand is an incredible. That's probably the. There's no other tournament I know of that pays that much around here.
No. Not for a Spanish mackerel.
Not a regional.
Well, like I said, once again, it's the largest Spanish mackerel derby in the world.
In the world, folks.
World.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can
How many of them are there in the world?
About 10. There's a few around.
This one is the largest.
It is the largest.
It is. And like I said, it is fun. And like I said, we have other cash prizes that come out from Sea Hunt Boats. And we have the Donnie Griffith King Mackerel Award to get some more on that. Lady Angler from Krispy Kreme. Johnny Sisney and the Christopher Morris Foundation with another youth angler stuff. And we get a lot of local restaurants and stuff donated, gift certificates and all that. Big Dave's gets involved. You buy your tackle at Big Dave's. That's where you get your winning tackle.
Yeah, that's where I've always got my stuff at. For this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
He has a great selection of
get him, drones, and if he doesn't have it, just all you got to do is go in there. He'll open the catalog up. You tell him what you want.
Yep.
I believe he's going to be there on the 26th with the table set up at the captain's meeting. So if you have any last-minute tackle needs, he'll have you know, the base stuff for you.
I tell you what I got at Big Dave's last week, and this was on account of you, Captain E, was I got the Christmas tree rig.
Yep. That's perfect. That's a good trolling rig.
I got several spoons, but you know what? Dave gave me a little tidbit of advice that I'll share.
All right.
He said instead of putting a spoon at the end of that Christmas tree rig, put a
cheek fish.
Yes. See, now, well, you didn't tell me that. You were holding off on me, man. My buddy. Well, my pal.
How about a gotcha lure?
You know, I've actually heard that before, that worked too. I got a couple of those, man.
But remember one thing. When you start bringing that thing in the boat with a fish on it, watch out for that gotcha lure.
That's when a live well is really important. Just throw all of it in the live
Robert
well.
Robert gave me my tip on that because I said, Robert, I mean, what do you do when you spend, dude, they make the biggest mess in the boat, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I always keep my live well open in the back of the boat. And the first thing I do is take them right there to it and shake them in the live well.
Throw them in the live well.
There you go.
They'll stay right there. They'll die in a few minutes.
They'll die in a few minutes.
And then you can carry them to the fish box. You know, hey, you know, I'm all about less scrubbing.
Yep.
Less scrubbing on the boat's good.
Yeah. You don't have glass minnows all over the boat.
Yeah, everywhere. T-top everywhere.
That's right.
You're throwing them up all over the place.
Yeah, big time. You know what? I was at last week. We was waiting for Jerry to get there. And me and Mike Eady were at Big Days. And so I was getting, I bought the Christmas tree and a few other things, you know, in case we were going to go out and target. It's time to practice. It's time to practice. So I was like, that could be an option for us to go out there and practice last Saturday, you know, for, you know, do a little Spanish fishing for practice. And Mike likes those Christmas tree rigs too, but he likes that ones that are real shiny, not the colorful red, green,
red, green, gold.
He likes that gold.
Silver, shiny.
The chrome straws.
Those cost you a couple more bucks, but he said they're worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a little bit different way to rig those too.
Is that right? Well, I need to get with you, man. And get these ways. You know me, man. I am a
Robert, quit.
I am a sponge for fishing information.
You're a sponge for knowledge.
Exactly. As I always say, my fishing knowledge far exceeds my fishing skill.
Yes, it does.
Far.
I've had a lot of people that are way overread. When
you've got one hell of a library to pull from.
I have an incredible library of fishing
you
information.
You can go to your phone and just start calling people and you're
books,
good to
go. I got books, magazines. I mean, that's why I got into Coastal Angler Magazine. I said, man, I've been studying fishing for years. What better job for me than to publish a fishing magazine?
Well, all the fishing seminars I've done, the main thing I try to tell you, the main thing about fishing, you have to go.
Go.
That's exactly what I say. Just, that's exactly
yes,
what I
nothing,
say.
Nothing else replaces
people
that.
People ask me for my secrets. Oh, man, how do you catch all these fish? I go fishing.
You got to go fishing.
Yep.
Put bait in the water.
That's right.
I'm going to take Silent Tom fishing while he's here. We'll probably go a couple times.
Well, that's good. You need to find some fish. I got
Silent to Tom's. He likes to fish. Yeah. Oh, we went last year, man. It was brutally hot, too. Man.
Yeah. Well, right now, the jelly's out there.
I was getting ready to say, I'm dreading the jellies right now.
I've been seeing
Be careful swimming.
I've been seeing them. I think they're called glass jellyfish.
We got a bunch of different types.
That's the ones that are like the sting is real severe. Or like it's called extreme. I looked them up.
Okay.
I got nailed by that one 2 years ago, remember? Kept me out of the water, man. I just like, that's it. I'm not swimming.
Oh, I had a friend of mine. I had four kids swimming in 5 minutes. Three or four got hit. He said, that's it. He went to the river.
There's no jellyfish in the river.
We
had that weird, for some reason, a couple years ago, them things. And they were getting all up and down the beach, man. They were putting out warnings. And they're just little white jellyfish, and you almost can't even see them.
Yeah.
And them things, I said, they're not quite, they're like one step under a Portuguese man of war.
Yeah.
And pain level. And I'm telling you what, man, when that thing wrapped around my calf, the pain was so intense, I had a humming in my ears. It felt like I was being electrocuted.
And there is some stuff out there called stingies, and it does work. So if you're going to swim, you might want to get that.
Yeah, it does work. And, you know, the one thing, like with the cast net right now, be careful. When you bring that cast net up, look at it before you go to reset it to throw it again, because you can absolutely get lit up even after you dropped everything into your live well or bucket or whatever. Just look and make sure you don't have any in there.
I don't want to get anybody too alarmed. I mean, I have seen a few of them. It's not like that.
Yeah,
that what happened a few years ago when for some reason they all came close to shore, you know, and they were like everywhere.
The bad thing is no jelly balls.
Right.
I went looking for jelly balls. I wanted to go spade fishing.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, nobody's really been on them.
Well, somebody
hour and a half into looking and note
for bringing the spade fish up there then.
Yep.
For when you don't have jelly balls.
Squid.
And shrimp.
But squid I didn't say that. Shrimp. Yeah, but squid works great.
Now, what do you do to get rig a shrimp to bring the spade fish up?
I don't know, but squid worked great.
Same way, coat hanger.
Squid on the clothes hanger.
Plenty of squid out there.
Yep. Squid on the clothes hanger works great.
Really?
Pull the tentacles off and take in phantom and run the clothes hanger through them. Do it all the way around. Make a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Close it together. It works great.
Man, that is good advice, man.
And they'll come to it. They won't stay up like they will on jelly balls because it's a lot more work for them to get a bite out of a piece of squid, but they'll come up. But right now, from what I was told, and I haven't been to do it, I've normally been four or five times by now, but the jelly balls just went disappeared, and I just, you know, even I feel better with jelly balls.
They're dragging a shrimp net. You're not catching any.
Yep. So that's bad.
That is weird. That's unusual.
If you don't catch them in a shrimp net, they're not there.
Yeah, I did see some about this size, you know, the smaller ones out there the other day.
Uh-huh.
Just the real tiny ones, about a quarter size. But, yeah, I heard the barracudas are so bad on those reefs right now, that deeper reef where the spadefish are.
Who had the giant barracuda picture the other day?
I don't know.
Is that Chase Conyers?
Yeah, he had one.
Man, that was a massive barracuda.
He had one. Robbie had one. Scott Witten had one. A bunch of them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they are. But see one that big, man. I mean, it looked like a wahoo.
They're good pike.
It was a monster. Yeah,
are they good to eat, Robert, at all?
I've eaten them. They're good. People worry about Cigateria in them. You're not going to get Cigateria in a barracuda up here because the toxin comes from red coral, and it doesn't exist in the South Atlantic. So you can eat them. They stink awful bad.
They stink. God, they stink.
Yeah. That's bad juju right there.
They stink. You can touch them. They're like a shark. You touch them or whatever. And
oh, it ain't hand. Coming off your hand.
Oh, no.
I've thrown away more than one pair of gloves because of it.
Most people don't understand that the problem is that they eat whatever fish eat that fire coral down in Florida and south.
In the Caribbean.
Yeah, the Caribbean.
And that's why.
And that's how they get that poison in there.
That's where the Cigateria come from. And it simply doesn't exist in the South Atlantic. So they're safe. But
right.
I said, I'm not going to suggest you eat them if you don't like them. Leave them alone.
Oh, I've never tried one, so.
They're a pain in the butt, though.
Yeah.
Especially if you're catching flounder, deep flounder, and they get on top of you. They will hit every single one of them.
Yeah. We had a surrounded boat when I fished with Captain Dan Carey there. I forget when that was now. But them things were like, I mean, it was like I wouldn't have wanted to fall in the water. They were just all around the boat. They were everywhere.
Oh, I've seen them diving where they get there and they get right beside your head. And they just stay right there. That's what they do.
Give you the eyeball.
It's like really. The first couple of times, like, you real there, he's like, well, he's not going to do anything. If you shoot something, he might go after that. But other than that, they won't
mess. Sucker. Make a move. I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you. But I tell you what, I can't wait for August 26th, actually. That's Captain's Meeting.
Captain's Meeting's fun.
Now, what time do you actually open the registration, did you say?
About 3 o'clock,
I'll open up. But if you need to do it the day before, if you can't make it.
So what time do I have to show up?
You need to be there about 3 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock.
Yeah. We're going to hold you off drinking until 5.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you at 5 then.
Good luck with that.
I work cheap, man.
No, we'll have it opened up, and I'll have the flyers. They'll be in all the normal locations, and Kenny's going to take me on a little route putting out magazines and get the posters and flyers in a few other places this
year.
That's
right, because, you know, I'm a well-traveled person, man. I'm all over the Grand Strand area, so. We'll spread the word, man. We'll get it out there. That's what we're doing right now, too. So
that's it.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, man. I can't wait for that. It's always a fun tournament. I love where you have it at. I hope it gets to stay in that area.
Oh, yeah. As long as, you know, like I said, Sal Hemingway's working real hard to get it dredged, so we won't have to worry about the water. They're going to they love having it there, so I don't see any reason we'd leave.
And I tell you, like I said, that, you know, the statistically, you know, it's going to begin to – sooner or later, the statistics are going to favor me, and I'm going to win this thing.
Well, if you get more boats in there, then that makes it harder.
That's true. But
don't tell him that.
I'm going to fish it no matter what, and I said I'm just looking forward to one of these days.
He'll go to the pay window.
Just remember, fish confidence. Fish with confidence.
Exactly.
Fish with confidence. The only way you'll ever win.
Indeed. I'm not out there to catch a bunch. I'm out there to catch one.
That's right.
The one.
The one.
The one that has always eluded me.
Me too.
It could be a king mackerel you need.
Could be.
some years they haven't been very big, you know.
Yeah. I tell you what, the kings that time of year are, I've always fished on my boat, which, you know, is a small boat, mm-hmm. you know. But I tell you what, the kings are right there within reach of it as well.
Like I said, if you get the menhaden on the beach, there's kings around them too.
There's kings around them. That's the thing. You got to kind of figure out your time. How much you want to spend doing this, doing that, blah, blah, blah.
What's the tide do it? Where
right.
you want to be?
Also, I remember last year, year before, the kings were right there at 3 Mile in the middle of the Spanish. You could actually, we were catching both. We actually caught king mackerel pre-fishing the day before the tournament last year because the weather was great the day before.
Oh, yes.
The weather was awesome the day before.
Until the thunderstorm. And that was as hard a rain as I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, me too, dude. I sat there parked with my boat on the trailer. I got out of the water just when it started. I think Jay Bases was on one side of me.
Yeah.
And I suggest all the little boats and all the boats, keep an eye on that sort of thing. Everybody's got them on a smartphone. You can look at it. You can see them coming. Because if a thunderstorm's coming, don't get caught in
it. That was a downright scary storm.
Yeah, that one was bad. But, you know, they happen right regular that time of year. So don't let winning a tournament, getting away, getting home.
Get yeah, killed. Be safe yeah. first.
That'll Robert, be we got to take a break, man. Thank you so hey. Much for
joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll let you off the hook now. We won't twist your arm and make you stay if you don't want to, but thanks for being here, buddy.
All right, I got to go buy some line and put on my new reels.
There we go.
Go get them, buddy.
Have fun, man. All right, folks, we'll be right back here on the Southern Angles Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Now is the time for hot summer deals during the summer clearance event at Island. Right now, take a whopping $6,500 off a new Chrysler 200 or drive away in a brand new Ram truck for just $197 a month or no payments until January. Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and take the financial stress off with a lower monthly payment. IslandChrysler.com online, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Craig Delariva, market manager for this radio station, and I'm proud to announce that radio continues to drive results for my advertisers and is reported to still reach 93% of the public each week. And now Cumulus Media has cracked the code on how to also effectively help local business owners navigate the digital world. So if you operate a business, next time you see your local Cumulus Media sales marketing rep, ask them about our single login, single password digital dashboard that lets you manage multiple social media sites, monitor your business's online reputation, power boost your internet search directory listings, even execute hyperlocal mobile phone campaigns, and much more. Call me, Craig Delariva, at 843-656-1605. That's 843-656-1605. Log in and jump on and get into the digital world with me today. Radio and digital is a perfect combination for you.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000. Pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishes, we are back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in. And this is our last segment, and I'll tell you what, it's been a quick show. Always fun having Robert in. There's never a quiet moment in the studio.
No, Robert is an excellent talker.
Yes, he is. An excellent talker.
He's very knowledgeable about the fishing industry and all aspects of the fishing industry, not just fishing itself.
Right, right. And I'm glad you stopped him on the other point. But I, you know what? He's involved in that fisheries.
Well, he said it himself. We're not here. Today was not a fisheries management themed show.
Yeah.
Because you get Robert going on fisheries management. I mean, the guy is, he's involved up to his eyebrows in fisheries management, man. He is on top of that stuff.
He is an encyclopedia of knowledge of everything that's going on with that.
He is. And he'll, and he'll tell you.
Yep. But it's good to have that. I mean, at least you know, that's the thing. We do need every side of it. I mean, we need to hear all sides of it, and we need people that, I mean, somebody's got to be vocal.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to be vocal. It's kind of like, you know, somebody said, like, hey, you, if you don't like the fishery stuff and don't show up to the council meetings to voice your opinion and, then don't complain about
it. There's so many ways. If you do want to get involved in Fisheries Management Council, you don't even necessarily have to go to the meetings. They got the webinars that you can call in on. They got everything, man. There's so many ways to make your voice heard and have some input with the fisheries management folks.
Is it safmc.org?
It's safmc. I don't think it's .org, is it?
.net.
.net, maybe.
Maybe. Go there, and actually you can do it right through there.
Yes, you can. They have all their minutes from all their meetings.
You can get involved.
Email them, and they like that. Whether they listen to you or not is a matter of opinion, but they like hearing it regardless of whether they use it or not.
That's right. But I'll tell you what, great cover on the magazine this month.
Perfect timing for a speckled trout cover.
Great cover. I'll tell you, Voodoo's got to be loving it.
I tell you that, there's some great articles in that magazine this year. It's one of our, I think as far as content, as far as art, it's one of our best as far as article. There's some fantastic articles in there. I've shown you that one earlier about the kid in Destin, Florida.
Caught the golden tarpon.
Caught a golden tarpon. Never even caught a tarpon before. It was his first tarpon. And they say, you know, I guess it had something that happens, but it's rare. It's very rare for a tarpon to turn gold. And he caught a gold tarpon.
That sounds.
That's his first one. Could you imagine that, man? Now, that is what I call serious fisherman's luck.
Yeah. Well, you and I would be happy just to catch a silver tarpon.
A tarpon. Like I said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to hear from Mike after the show, but he said he called me last night and asked me if I'd be interested in a tarpon trip with him today.
Well, I'm sure he's listening to the show. Because we all know Mike Brady is always listening to us if he's not fishing. And,
if he's not fishing.
But I know he said he was fishing today.
Yeah.
At some point in time. So.
Yeah, that's what he called me about last night, see if I'd be interested in doing that with him. And you know me, when it comes to tarpon, it's that time to start chasing. I started chasing last year in July, a little early. I tried to get in on the early tarpon arrivals. And didn't get one, but, you know, it's always this year.
All you can do is put in time.
That's all you can do. Yep.
I guarantee you, if come the middle of August, if you spend August through September, one day a weekend down there, hardcore fishing in those areas that we know they're going to be, you'll get one at least.
Get one on.
Have you hooked one yet?
Never. Not that I know
of.
Okay. Not that I know of.
Right. No, you had the one that swam upside the boat, y'all.
I had that one. Yeah. I could have reached down and grabbed it. He was about, I don't know, 120, 130 pounds. He was a massive tarpon. I mean, right there beside my boat. I could have bear hugged him. I could have went over the side and just, you know, wrestled him.
Well, it was all Fred Rourke and I could do to keep you in the boat last year when that school was up and
that
feeding.
That was very exciting. It's like Joe said, you turn into a 14-year-old kid, man, when you see stuff like that. And that's me, man. I mean, when you see the tarpon crashing like what we saw, that was a phenomenon, man. That's something you're not going to run into every day. And that did. That got me going, man. That got me going.
I mean, it was like catching the small bass the other day. I don't care. I mean, I know we were trying to catch the biggest ones. It didn't matter.
I tell you, I learned my lesson, and I stick to it to this day. I always bring one big rod with me now. Always.
Fred might have learned a lesson that day, too.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd had.
I think he felt terrible that he didn't have anything on the boat
that could even compete, could even compare.
I think he felt terrible that day. We talked about it.
If we'd have had the gear, I mean, we could have caught. We could have brought in a couple of them ocean mullet with the one cast net throw, and we'd have been off to the races.
Yep, we would have been good to go. We didn't have the big net either, though. We had the small net.
True.
Those mullet were. I mean, we really could have dipped. You could have reached over and dipped one in.
I bet you could have got them.
You might could have handled. You might could have just reached down and grabbed one. They were that scared to death.
They were that scared. And I would be, too, if I had massive fish like that, you know, trying to devour me like that, man. That was amazing. That was an amazing day, and I hope I see that again. But like I said, there is a T on my map of Winyah Bay now in that particular location, a big capital T.
Yeah, but you got to get there. You got to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I figured that out, too, you know.
You did?
Jones Creek, man.
Okay.
Take you right to that spot.
Yep.
I'm not going to go No Man's Friend. I'm going to go Jones Creek.
Be careful with that mouth. It's changing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That place is always changing.
Fred was talking about it the last time I was with him. He was like, you know, we used to come at this angle and blah, 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 and just this year.
We got to go fish with Fred in his new boat, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How about that? I can't believe he sent me that picture. I was like, wait a minute. Because he sent me a text saying something about I'm off the water by 12:30 and in the AC. And then he said something about washing the boat once is enough for me. And he sent me a picture of the boat, and I was like, huh, that was a hint. Yeah, it's definitely not. It's not the old sweet tea.
Nope. He got a new one now.
That thing looks sweet.
Fishing out of a Maverick.
Yeah, that's so right. He had the Bonefisher. What do you have?
Hughes.
Hughes.
It was a Hughes Bonefisher, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Hughes Bonefisher, Redfisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we got to go try that out. You know, it's not going to be all that much longer. Maybe we'll go on a trip with Fred and go after them tail and reds again.
Yeah, or tarpon.
Yeah, well, Fred promised me, you know, more than one tarpon trip. You know, one of his, you know, a fun fishing day. Go in search of them tarpon. But I've had quite a few. I got quite a few people saying, "I'll take you tarpon fishing."
I think everybody's heard you talk about it on the radio enough and in public now that they know that they you really want to go?
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and that's one fish I've never caught, so it's a bucket list fish for me, and I got to get one.
I had the fortune of fishing twice with Steve Roth, and I've hooked several, and
he's one of them tarpon guys, man. He's real good.
Yep, he is.
They've got the tarpon term is coming up.
Yeah, that's in August, too.
Yeah, it's coming
sometime
up
in August.
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, they do that, the big bonefish trust fund.
Yeah, which is excellent. They're the ones who are researching them tarpon that are apparently beginning to become full-time residents of our area.
Close to it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, because they're finding more and more baby tarpon.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah.
So I know they put some serious satellite trackers on them.
I guess that's one of the benefits of global warming. Them tarpon don't have to flee to Florida when it gets to be wintertime.
Maybe
like they used to.
Kind of like all the manatees that are showing up here?
Yeah, isn't that something, man? Isn't that something?
Tons of manatees this week I've heard about.
I haven't seen one yet. But
I haven't seen one.
When I went out Monday and water tested Bikini Bottom after doing all those repairs, I was looking for them. I
haven't seen one since we had the one resident at over at Marlin Quay Marina several years back. They were feeding it and giving it some water, which is a no-no, but it was quite amusing.
I hear the music, man.
Hey, we got to go.
Yep, on behalf of Captain E and myself and Silent Tom.
Silent Tom and Robert, thanks for coming in.
And Eric for being
being awesome.
He's the most important man in the studio. But, folks, I tell you what, we'll be back next week to talk to you if we don't get canceled. This has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
You have been listening to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, sponsored by CAM Business Concepts.
We're the friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.